Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
I did something yesterday that I'm mortified by. I'm so embarrassed that I can't even deal with it. I don't want to talk about it.
You went on, I'm paying attention.
Oh, what?
Have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention?
So irony of getting that show name That's, wrong.
Yeah, I don't watch it. No, I thought that was embarrassing, no?
No, I was on Have You Been Paying Attention, but I hope, well, that may have been embarrassing. But no, that something I did earlier in the day. And Nick, you.
I know Fev, who did something wrong.
Ouch.
It's not your fault what happened, but I can say that you were involved in this. So Nick sent me a DM yesterday. Whoa. And it was Hang a great DM, and it made my day.
Whoa. This has become an issue.
On Instagram, Nick sent me a DM of the wonderful SAS soldier, Ant Middleton, from SAS
send
Australia.
That to me too. Me too.
He was doing push-ups.
Yeah. Don't feel special.
And I loved it. Okay, I don't
send
feel special.
It to all of us.
Well, no, because I've got a crush on him.
Who, so, Nick?
No, on Ant Middleton. Just on.
I've got a sore shoulder.
Nick's just jumped down to do push-ups. No, because I've got, like, you know, just it's a fun crush on Ant Middleton. And I love watching him and the other.
I just think
Foxy
it was because he's on a live.
Now Fev's down doing push-ups.
He's on a live tour at the minute. I'll do more than that. A live tour at the minute. What I just love the idea of paying to see Ant Middleton. And halfway through, he just busts out push-ups.
Yeah, I know.
It's just such an Ant Middleton live show experience.
So what I did, Nick, so you sent it to me, and I thought, oh, yeah, and I wanted to acknowledge that you'd sent it to me. So I went to DM back to you, love hearts and fire on fire emojis. Like
I never
of
got
love
that.
Hearts. No, you didn't. Ant Middleton did.
Oh no.
Nick.
See? What are you doing? Has he seen it?
I'm going to assume so. I only realised it an hour later because I went back onto Insta and I went, I wonder if Nick's acknowledged my DM.
Oh, no.
So I went in and I went, why is Ant Middleton in my DMs? And I'm like, oh no. I didn't DM Nick with the love heart emojis. I DM'd
Ant Middleton. And I told that crazy lady I was going to fly through a window.
And remember, because Ant Middleton follows me.
Yeah.
So
he'll get that.
He'll definitely get that.
Yeah, he'll get that.
And then I deleted it, but I forgot to see whether it was seen. So I've done a mass deletion really quickly.
That's worse.
And now I'm in this awkward, did Ant see that? Does he think I'm hitting on him? I didn't mean to. I was actually meaning to send the love heart emojis to Nick.
Do you know what's worse?
What?
If he did see it and you've deleted it.
I know. It's making me feel a bit nauseous.
I hope you don't do that to all the DMs you get because I send you a few messages.
No. From here on in, I am going to be
I'm not sending you anything.
Careful who I'm replying to.
And just for context, last time you and Ant saw each other, Fee, this happened.
The one show I'll never celebrity do is your show. But
100%.
I tell you what, when you get up close like that, it's the one part I do want. Like,
you're probably passing.
I know. It's just like, it's the best. It's I don't know how they don't. It's just...
If you see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window and putting a black bag over your head, then you know you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing.
You're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Get ready to faint.
Now, I did accidentally, instead of sending a DM to Nick Cody, I sent it directly to SAS soldier Ant Middleton. I just wanted to say to Nick how hot I thought Ant was. I told Ant himself. Very embarrassing. And this can happen with DMing and you can DM or text the wrong person. It's always cringeworthy. Geordie in Somerville. Hi, Geordie.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, man.
Geordie. Have you slid into the wrong DMs?
Not a celebrity, but it was at the time. A couple of years ago, my ex-girlfriend and my sister had the same first name.
That's insane. How did that even start?
There was a few times I got in a bit of trouble.
Oh, Geordie.
So you're sending your sister the wrong stuff?
The wrong text messages were sent to the wrong person and it just...
Oh, well.
Was it hard to see your sister again after you sent that?
She kind of made it a laughing matter, but she rode that joke. For a long time.
100.
She used it against me a few times.
It wasn't a photo. It was just text.
No, it was just text. I tried to steer clear of the photo.
Yeah, phew.
And then from then on, I definitely steer clear of a lot of things. And I really thought about it.
Oh,
equal sign. Oh, I won't do the rest.
Oh, you poor thing, Geordie.
Fruit.
Once you've done that.
It wasn't a good time.
Oh, Geordie.
You guys are laughing. It was not a good time.
It was not. You poor thing. You're not alone, though, Geordie. Anna in Sunbury. Hi, Anna.
Hi. So it was back when I was in high school with my boyfriend. I was sending him messages, and I don't know how, but I've accidentally sent it to my mum.
No, Anna.
Don't tell me your high school boyfriend's name was mum.
How do you do that?
Letter M?
No, it's the letter N. I don't know.
Sometimes I reckon, Anna, sometimes I'll message someone like, just say it's like Alex, but then I'll accidentally message like you, like people I speak to all the time. And like if I call you, I meant to call her.
Yep.
Or if I call mum, I meant to call Alex. Just some people that you always speak to because it's like a routine.
Yes.
And you go, oh my God, what am I ringing her for? Quick, hang up. It's the wrong person. I do that all the time. Yeah. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old and I don't know, but it's weird.
No, it is.
That
it's
happens.
True. It's very easy to do. And once you've done it, you will never do it again.
Anna, what did your mum say about it?
She wasn't happy. She just said, excuse me. And then I just had to blame it on like the friends at school.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Always deny. Deny to your dyer. Always deny to your dyer.
101.9 The Fox.
And with all the restrictions in place, very hard for us to get guests into the studio, but we managed to get the most powerful man in Australia here. One of our favourite guests, mainly because we get to play his intro.
He's the sun in the star, Australia's leader. He's here on the show, let's all say hello to ScoMo, the PM ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo, it's time for ScoMo, ScoMo.
Loves it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here with you all in person. It's great to be back in Melbourne. It's been so long to be able to come down. So I'm great. It's great to be here. I'm here all week, which will be great catching up with a lot of people.
I know. And I want to talk about this because you have, this is a big announcement, the Future Fuels Fund. Did I say that correctly?
Future Fuels Fund and Future Vehicles Strategy, yeah.
And what, can you break this? Because this is great for our future.
It's $250 million. And what we're doing is we're investing in ensuring that the infrastructure that supports electric vehicles, so that's hydrogen vehicles, long-range vehicles, ensuring you've got smart meters for charging your vehicles at home, because most of the charging will happen with vehicles at home. We're not forcing anybody to buy anything or anything like that. People can make their own choices about what they're going to buy and what they want to drive and all the rest of it. But for these technologies getting cheaper, and so you need to have the infrastructure around it, and people need to have good information about, in the same way, and you go and buy a fridge, and it's got its energy rating and thing like that. There was consumer information so people can make the best decisions for them, because we just want to support people's choices. And if you go and get an electric vehicle, a hydrogen vehicle in particular, we're investing in the fleets of commercial fleets, so they've got the technology. I was up in the Hunter Valley yesterday. We're
beautiful
talking to
the
city of Lake Macquarie. They're looking to put all of their waste disposal vehicles on hydrogen fuels. So with the Commonwealth Government, all the comm cars, and that's they're all hybrids now. And so we're changing over our fleet and supporting those sort of changes around the country as well.
Tell you what, $1.75 I filled up diesel the other day. It cost me $150 to fill my car up. That's expensive.
Well, the fuel prices go up and down, but with electric vehicles, obviously that will be different. So people they'll just keep making these choices. One of the things that, came across to me pretty clearly when we're over in Glasgow is you don't need to force any of these things anymore. People are making their own choices about these things. You don't need to go passing laws and all of that and taxing people. They're just going to make their own choices. The technology costs are coming down. And, I'm quite optimistic about it all.
Can you put turbos on electric vehicles?
I reckon the
guy's hanging down.
We still get that.
You probably get the suspension going up and down and the doors going on.
My mates will be wrapped.
Yeah.
Now, you just mentioned Glasgow. You were there for the COP26, a wonderful summit for the environment. And we saw footage of you having a chat to Prince Charles.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Anything you chat about? I mean, not too personal.
We talked about quite a lot, actually. I mean, all the royals are incredibly interested in Australia. Her Majesty is as well.
You'd hope so. They're on the money.
Yeah. they love it here. And also caught up with Kate and Wills as well at one of the functions. They're hoping to come down here at some point as well. COVID interrupted that for them, as it did for so many of the things. But no, Prince Charles has a really interest in urban management and cities and all these things. And he's got a few projects running with one of his foundations up in Sydney, actually. So we chatted a bit about that. But we obviously talked about the issue of the conference, most importantly. And he was, you know, pleased to know that Australia's emissions are already down more than 20%. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, Australia is actually right ahead of the world on the G20. There's only four countries that has a greater reduction in emissions than Australia. And that's Germany, France, Italy, and the United Kingdom.
Our good mates, the French.
They're doing well on
they're
that.
They're our good mates.
Yeah. Sacre bleu.
Hey, while you're over there in Glasgow, I watched a fair bit of the news while you guys were over there, because it's interesting. The big powers of the world all coming together. But there's one, Greta Thunberg, who was there also protesting. Do all you big dogs talk about her at all? Does she make waves at all with what she's saying in protest?
No, it didn't come up in any discussions I had. I mean, there was a lot of...
That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Perfect.
She was outside, I think. But
yeah. Hey, talking about big dog status. Mm. Now, you're absolutely humming. Your approval rate is through the roof. Now, I feel that you're in Melbourne for this week and you're going to spring a surprise election on us.
Well,
for this year.
I hope you haven't put any money on that.
For this year. You're gonna do it this year. No. Like, yeah, you are.
Wow.
Are you sure?
It sounds like Pep's put money on it.
Yeah.
I think you should. Your approval rate's smashing it. You don't want to let it drag out too long.
Have you been on Sportsbet?
Mate, I'm banned from Sportsbet. It's not even a joke.
Yeah, no, it's not on this year. It's not on this year. It's on next year, as I've always said.
Have you got a date?
Yeah. Not yet, no, but it's due by sort of mid to late May, and that's when it has to be held by, so it'll be sometime next year up until then.
Did you see, actually, we were talking about this earlier in the show, Prime Minister, I might have a fact. Did you see Pauline Hertz is coming up with a cartoon series?
Yeah, I did see that the other night.
Look how she's portrayed you,
that's
or
you,
her
mate.
People have.
I'm pretty happy with that.
It's better than
bad.
Barnaby, isn't it?
Better than Barnaby. You look at Barnaby's head.
Yeah, I know, he's got a beetroot on there.
Please explain.
That's a bit unfair. That's a bit unkind. But
I think you've come out the best.
Yeah, no, I'm the tallest. Too.
Exactly.
I see.
It's
there
very
you go.
Flattering cartoon likeness.
So, man, for an Australian Prime Minister to be depicted in shorts and thongs, that's all right for me.
That's a win.
That's right. Pretty much me on a weekend. That's she's got it pretty right, I think.
Have you? So, a guy that used to stand there, Byron, who's a good friend of ours of the show. He's now left because he wants to become a senator. Have you heard of the Sensible Centre Party at all?
No.
No, you haven't heard of them?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, geez.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have left our job.
Now, you're in Melbourne, Prime Minister. What have you got planned for the day? Where are you heading off to?
Nobu.
No, we're making that announcement about the electric vehicles, fuels strategy today. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And Angus Taylor, he's flown in overnight. He's just got back from COP26. He stayed on for a few more days because there was a few more meetings that he had to go to. And Katie Allen will be there as well, who's been a big fan of what we're doing here and did a great job in, you know, working with us to get to our net zero by 2050 commitment, which was, you know, you guys would have seen that before I headed over there. That was pretty willing as we work through that. But, you know, difficult issues should be like that. You should have to wrestle with them because it's not an easy thing. Just, you know, getting net zero by 2050, that's a big commitment and it means a lot to people, particularly in rural and regional areas. And we've got to have a strong plan to ensure that they keep their jobs and they keep going ahead. So, you know, we worked it through and we got to the right decision and came together on it. And I think the whole country just got to come together on it and just get on with it.
I'll tell you what, regardless of how people feel about your plan, I can see your information sheet there is laminated. So she'll get 10 points for presentation, minimum.
It is laminated. It's amazing.
It's awesome. A few of those. I haven't seen that since high school.
We speak about Christmas and it's coming up and we're all out and we can see our families again. But there's one state that's not allowing that, which is Mark McGowan.
Yeah.
Now, there's a few hard people to work with in this studio. Do you find it hard to work with him?
No, I don't actually. Mark and I get on extremely well. All I was saying yesterday is that all the information that we've got from the Chief Medical Officer, the Doherty Institute here in Victoria, Dr. Kennedy, who heads up the Treasury, I just repeated the advice he gave to all of us. And now it's up to Mark. Mark will make his own decisions for his own state. He's the duly elected Premier of Western Australia, and he has every right to make those decisions. But the information we have, the reason Victoria is opening up, New South Wales is opening up, ACT and Queensland will, South Australia, is because once you get to 80% double vaccinated of your population over 16, well, if you keep restrictions on and keep things coming in at that point, well, it basically hurts your economy and you don't get the health upside. So once you hit 80%, the science is in. That's the key point. And Victoria has reached that. It's awesome. You guys are going to be at 90% soon. New South Wales is already there and so is the ACT. So Australia's going to have, and this was a sort of a bit of a proud boast for us when I was overseas, we had one of the lowest death rates of COVID in the world. We have had one of the strongest economies through COVID in the world, and we will now also have one of the highest vaccination rates in the world.
Wow.
And so I think Australians have done amazingly well. We've come through COVID, and here in Melbourne in particular, people have done it harder than any other part of the country.
And the world.
The biggest lockdown city in the world. And so it has been hardest here of anywhere in the country. So I just want to thank everybody in Melbourne for their patience and pushing through and looking after. And you guys have kept them pretty cheery too. So thanks to you guys.
Well said. We're so
put that
proud
in a
of
yep. 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 We'll look
very
forward
proud
to a Christmas
Melbourne
election.
And yep. Victoria. And thank you.
1019, The Fox.
Now, have you heard of this phenomenon called the Great Separation?
No. Great Depression, I've heard of.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. That's well known. But no, the Great Separation is
Great
referring
Northern.
To post-COVID breakups. They're set to boom. Yes. This is a big thing.
It's the same as a footy player. Have a missus throughout the season, get to summer, separate.
No, but
let
in long-term
go.
Relationships.
Yeah, and then get back with them at the start of winter again.
You know
what?
Because you know it comes before a mad Monday, a sad Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it. Okay. It's the same thing.
No, I know what you're talking. Yeah, but I think there's a dating term called cuffing, and I think people have been cuffing through COVID.
There's another term, cuffing.
That's
means.
Like having someone casual and then going, gosh, I mean, we're in lockdown for 2 years. Okay, we'll be in a relationship.
And now that we're out...
Those cuffing relationships are falling apart, but apparently long-term relationships, well, I'm talking divorce courts, people have spent too much time together.
Yes, because they don't like each other. That's what happens. But people hang out because what happens is the wife or the husband will go off to work throughout the day, either whoever's got the job, they might both have jobs, and they go in the morning, see you, honey, bye. They hop in their car, they go to work for 8 hours, they come home, they have dinner, go to bed. Hey, honey,
have a little
bit of a chat. Mate, they're stuck together for 24/7.
Yeah, because you can. So what you're saying is,
I've never loved Alex more.
You can be married to somebody you don't spend much time with and realize that works. But when you actually have to spend time with,
that's when
sad.
I realized Alex is the one
because you spent all that
time
together.
All that time together for the last 3 years and always
so
been
nice,
home.
Isn't it?
And I'm like,
that's beautiful.
I've never been more in love with it.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
It's dead set. Could not be more happier.
It'll never happen to me. On Sunday, Luch took the kids to my in-law's place.
I'd love a chip. No, joking.
She just said, just put half of the company money into my account. I'm just going to Gisborne for a bit. Bye. So hopefully that's all worked out fine.
So I say to Alex, can I have half my money? She says, see you later.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Just witnessed something very funny. I'll get to my rave in a second, but Nick Cody, who's had a big weekend by himself, head in his chip. He's got a free weekend. His family went away. And he's just given me a My Muscle Chef salted caramel and macadamia protein cooking.
Shreds on, bro.
Shreds on. It's a cookie.
Seven grams of sugar.
Carbohydrates.
25 grams.
It's a cookie.
Seven.
I reckon shreds on when you're not
19.
Having...
19. That's
shreds and juice. That's fruit juice. Yeah, that's way worse for you.
Shreds on when you're not having cookies.
Juice is a cleanse.
It's just what's in it.
Really?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It depends what's in the cookie. Some people don't know about health.
And juice
look at me, guys.
And juice is not shredding. Juice is cleansing.
Yeah.
I'm cleansing the liver because it's had a hammering. Yeah.
Good luck.
Your juices and your low-carb cookies. It's very...
The shred is off. Shred is off.
I tell you what, though, guys, something that I don't get freaked out often, guys. I don't get freaked out at all. Yeah. But something freaked me out this morning. Now, I'm driving in from the peninsula. I leave at 4:45. And often I stop at McDonald's to get a coffee, long black. No food.
The shred is off. Shred is off.
I don't get any food. I just get a coffee sometimes when I need it. But most of the time with the kids, I get them a coffee because Lenny loves coffee. So she gets a coffee. Lulu gets a hot chocolate.
Hold on,
I drive into the peninsula.
Pardon? Oh, that's right.
The Yeah, they've got to go to school. Mate, we're doing it tough, bro. The struggle is real. Mate,
drinking
I drive
juice
in.
All day. The kids are getting up at 2:30 in the morning.
There's
going
witch's
on?
Hats. It's shut.
Pardon?
Did you snort? Yeah, McDonald's, 24 hours shut. Freaked me out. I'm like, why is it shut? Anyway, so I go, I don't go down the peninsula, get onto the Monash. I go the Chelsea way because there's a McDonald's there so I can get Lenny a coffee because I feel sorry for him because I've got to get up early. I get off, takes me an extra 10 minutes. I get to this McDonald's, I drive in. There's witches' hats out the front of McDonald's.
What?
The drive-thru shut, 24 hours. We went to three McDonald's. They were all shut. I don't know what's going on. Like, COVID didn't freak me out because it's just, like, I didn't get freaked out at all. McDonald's shut? Three McDonald's shut? Absolutely freaked me out.
What could that be?
I don't know,
There's
Fiona.
There's something up. We should find out.
There was, like, witches' hats and all the lights are out. Like, I don't know whether they've been shut down or they've gone broke.
Like a system?
What's happened to Mac?
Maybe a system?
I would say it's probably a couple of COVID exposure sites. So they've just shut them down for deep cleaning,
maybe.
COVID
exposure sites. All
three of them.
Yeah, but they might have a delivery truck, a driver that may have gone tick, tick, tick.
That's why you're a producer, because you're
smart.
But
also lots of people go through McDonald's.
I'm thinking a system failure. Like a Macca's across the network system.
Anyway, does anyone know 131060? Just let us know. I'd love to know because it's freaked me out.
Three.
And then I had to wait for this coffee, and then Renee went overseas to get it. I ordered it at 5 o'clock. You just got it now.
She went to the Chelsea Macca's. They're back on
101.9 The Fox.
And we have a special visitor in the studio, one of our favourite favolas. I mean, they're all favourites, to be really honest. But
they're good people.
Lendog, Lenny, your beautiful daughter, Fev, has joined us.
Yeah, mini-me.
Yep, looking so much more like her mum.
You reckon?
Oh, yes.
She loves that lot.
And,
thank you.
And taller than me. What's happened here?
It's not hard. Could have said taller than Nick, and you.
I think she might be taller
than get out. I'm 178, massive unit.
Now, Lenny, something happened in the car the other day, and your dad told me about this yesterday. So you were going for a drive, and you had control of the playlist, which is a wonderful thing because you've got great taste in music. And your dad asked you to do something.
Yeah, he asked me to play one song, and it was his funeral song. And it was really sad.
You can't ask your daughter to record you playing your funeral song.
I said to Lendog, can you record it? And she said, why? This is really emotional. I said, no, because you record it, and then when I pass in a long time, whenever it is, you can play this back. And then everyone will see it, and it'll be really emotional, but it'll show me as who I am as a person, and the father were having fun on the way home. And
fully ruin the song. You see, one of my favourite songs.
And now you can't listen to it because it makes you cry. Can we hear? Can we hear the moment, what you had to film, what he put you through?
Yeah.
Here it is.
We all love the big fella, and this was him. Back in 2021. Pumping it out.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Melbourne, you can see that on our
Fevnik
Instagram story right now as well.
Oh, Lenny's crying again. Oh,
Lenny started crying and Fev pretended he was in a coffin. Just then. He was like,
7 years but you they'll always remember that song and you know it's my song, don't you, honey?
It's sad.
You could have said that.
But watch at the funeral, whenever it is, and all you guys will hopefully be there. And
we won't be because you know why? You're competitive. So you're going to go, what? There's a Japanese man that's 123.
I'll try to get there, but you'll all watch it. And then they'll be going, oh, Lenny, that was a great video. And you'll be going, he was such a good dad.
Lenny is streaming tears here. Do you know what this reminds me of, Len? When we were in, Nick, when we went to Tokyo a few years ago, and we remember when that psychic came, we sat down with a psychic, and in front of Lenny and Lulu, Fev said, tell me when I'm going to die.
Yeah. And Lenny
started bawling. And Lenny burst out crying.
Well, about my 50s, I'll have a stomach problem, and then I might pass, and then that's the time to play this song.
Stop it.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely.
Of course I'll be lonely, I'll be dead.
Dad!
101.9 The Fox.
Last night I was on Have You Been Paying Attention, so on Channel 10, so I was unable to watch Big Brother VIP, the celebrity version.
And I wasn't paying attention, Boxy. I was watching VIP Big Brother.
I know, you flicked over.
Don't you hate that? Don't you hate that everyday problem of you can't watch TV because you're on it? Bev's like, mate, I'd love to come to the footy, but I'm actually playing full forward today. I'm sorry.
But this sounds like a great episode I missed.
Yeah, it was
and
very good.
You said, Fev, that this got you emotional. Thomas Markle Jr., Meghan Markle's half brother, who has been quite vocal. He and the dad have been criticised for being for slagging her off in public. And it was interesting because last night, and Channel 9 had teased to this, he writes her an open letter. And I think we should all listen to this because I've often said to you, Fev, over the years, this family were thrown into the public eye and they weren't before this. And they didn't have the PR teams around them. They haven't known how to navigate this. And it would be quite scary and daunting to be Thomas Markle Jr. just hanging out at your local, I don't know, supermarket. And then suddenly, perhaps, media ringing you and you maybe make mistakes.
Well, the best thing about it, Boxy, was he explained that to her in voice and in, he obviously put it to paper, but listening to what he'd gone through, you think, well, he did overnight, they become, and he goes, we didn't want it, but we became celebrities and people were following us anyway and I had no one to help me deal with it. And I felt so sorry for him. I'm like, oh. And they always have photos of him with his little sister, who's obviously Megan, but she says she's estranged and he doesn't know, she doesn't really know who they are. But then you see all the evidence to say, well, you were pretty tight. So he wrote a really, because his first letter was scathing. And that was after they weren't invited to the wedding.
Well, they didn't get invited to the wedding and she said she wasn't close to her family. Yes. So maybe if you were her half-brother, you'd go, give me a break. So let's have a listen to Thomas Markle Jr. on Big Brother VIP.
Dear Meghan and Harry, the first thing I want to say to both of you is that I am sorry for the awful, mean letter that I wrote to you prior to your wedding. The letter was definitely written out of me feeling like really hurt and confused when I was informed of your response that I was distant family and that you did not know those people. I was very hurt and confused because of the amazing bond and relationship we shared growing up together. And all I could do is put up a defense wall to protect my heart. When your relationship with Harry became known to the world, my life then became public. And let me tell you that it was very, very stressful to have to deal with all alone with no help at all. I wish I could turn back the clock and do it all over knowing what I know now. I would have never tried to communicate any of my feelings in the media. I feel like a complete ass for what I have done, and I am truly sorry for that. Meg, if I could really turn the clock back, I can truly tell you that I am so, so proud of you. And truly, I am so happy for you and Harry. And I love you. I truly hope you and Harry can find it in your hearts somehow to accept my sincere apology. Because this is the real Tom Markle Jr. I truly love you guys. Sincerely, your big brother, Tom.
Oh, that got me.
Mate, it got me last night. And I always think, and I'm not serious. I don't act. I act the clown all the time and I like to have fun.
You want to write a letter?
No, but, you know, it's family. Like, surely she sees that. Live every day of it your last because one day it will be. Family, you're with them and they love you for you and they're always with you. They're not like friends or someone you meet. Your family is your family and that's all you've got.
But I think also, because like, I... Make up. Because watching them be so public, Thomas and Thomas Senior, the dad and the brother, you do go, oh, stop talking. But then when you hear that and he regrets it,
yeah,
you start
he said
going,
sorry.
Oh, come on, it's family.
I'm so sorry. This is where my brain's at this morning. You said Thomasina. But I heard Thomasina. I'm like, is that a girl version of Thomas?
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. What?